We're very excited to announce. We're going to make a formal announcement, but we've brought on First Midwest Bank as a presenting sponsor for the event. So that helps us with the stability of the event. And we continue to look to bring in big sponsors. You mentioned ServPro of Glenview as our gate sponsor. We've got RSM as a big partner this year around our Wednesday Pro-Am. So, you know, this event's growing year in, year out, you know, given the circumstances. It's been difficult, but, you know, we're getting there. We're getting there. So, yeah, so First Midwest is going to be on for 4 years. So they've come in this year, which we're finalizing that agreement kind of as we speak, and we're going to make a formal announcement.
Now, the field should be pretty good. Some people that we know up here, including somebody who grew up around the corner.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we're excited to have Nick back. I've actually had a couple conversations with him recently. You know, a couple other local guys, Vince India, Brad Hopfinger, Theo Humphrey's got some ties to the area. So yeah, we're gonna have a great field. I was looking at the commitment list right now. They've got until 5 o'clock before the tournament to commit. So everything changes every day, but we've got a majority of the top 25 right now committed to play. You know, I'd say like 22, 23 out of the 25 are committed right now. And obviously any of that can change. And unfortunately, one of those guys is Will Zalatoris, who won't play just because he's, you know, killing it on the PGA Tour. So, but yeah, we're excited. We're going to have a great field. You know, this event, you know, the Glen Club is a great place to play. And it turns out some really good champions, you know, what we've seen Scottie Scheffler do at the PGA Tour level. And then obviously guys like Jason Duffner winning back when it was the LaSalle Bank Open. So, you know, they produce some good champions here, and we're excited to see what's going to happen this year.
Okay. Is there any kind of sponsors exemptions that...
Sure, we do. We've got the tour provides each event with four exemptions. We have two of those reserved for the Western Am winner and the Western Am runner-up from the previous year, and then beyond that, we have a committee that makes the decisions on the other two. So, we'll have a couple new guys in the field this year, and hopefully they can use that to kind of catapult their career a little bit.
Have the Western amateur people from last year at Crooked Stick made a decision on whether they're playing?
Yeah, so we've got Pearson Cody, who's the number one ranked amateur right now. He's not going to play because it's the same week as the NCAAs. Rasmus, he's going to play. So we actually will have a third spot open up for our committee to make a decision on. So Pearson's going to play at NCAAs, and then you know, Rasmus is going to join us.
Any kind of timeline is that on those?
Sure. So we make a decision. Our committee is going to meet the week before the tournament. So the Korn Ferry Tour does a reshuffle with points as you know can kind of shuffle up status. The last reshuffle is the Monday of Kansas City, which is the Monday before ESI starts. So we'll meet the week of the week before the tournament, make those decisions.
And they're playing for 600 grand total.
600,000, yeah.
Next year goes up.
It does go up. It does go up. So we, if you talk to anybody from the Korn Ferry Tour, or the PGA Tour, you know that the Korn Ferry Tour is a tour that they continue to try have a commitment to elevate the tour. They want the best players in the world playing at the Korn Ferry Tour level as they look to make it to the PGA Tour. You know, that commitment, it's not surprising by any means. You know, and I think that the tour guys, the players, obviously are going to love playing for a little extra money and seeing that winning cut, you know, be increased a bit. But it's all about elevating, you know, committing to, you know, whether it's the golf courses, it's the venues, you know, the organizations that are hosting these events, you know, they want to have top tier events at the Korn Ferry Tour level. I think they do a heck of a job with it. And obviously having these guys play for a little extra money makes it, you know, makes it a way for them to make sure they're getting the best guys coming out here and playing week in and week out.
Al might be a little early on this. I think I know when Scotty won here, his cut was 100,000 exactly on the head. Any idea what first place will maybe go up to? Will it double?
Or? I don't know, but I think it's as you get into that where the minimum purse by 2023 gets up to $1 million. That number, you know, significantly increases from the 100,000 that a guy makes winning right now. So
18% like the tour used to. Maybe they still do. That's 180.
Yeah, absolutely.
So will it go up next year a little bit more?
Yep. So it's an incremental.
Because of your sponsor.
Yeah, it's actually just the tour is doing this on their own. They actually committed to this back in 2020, March of 2020, obviously with COVID and a lot of the expenses that the tour took on to help events be run was something they just put on hold. So they're going to make an incremental increase. I think it goes up to 750,000 next year, and then it will go up to 1 million the following year. So you see about a 40% increase in the purse over the next 2 years, which I think is great. And I think you're probably looking at that, you know, if a guy makes 100,000 right now, I mean, as you bump that up there, you're looking at probably 180 to 200,000 for a winner. Sure.
And you've got some, we talked about Nick Hardy a little bit, but you've got some local guys that are playing pretty good out there. And even guys like Andy Pope that don't really live here anymore, he's got some ties to the Chicago area.
Yeah.
Do you know how many of the locals other than maybe Nick Hardy might be?
I know for sure. Vince India, Theo Humphrey, Brad Hopfinger have all committed to the event. Again, it's a, you know, a lot can change between now and then, but I know those guys are on the commitment list right now. And, you know, I think most guys love to come back and play in their hometown. You know, saw it with Davis Riley down in Alabama a couple weeks ago, and you know, I think it's you know, guys tend to get up for their hometown crowd, so it'll be nice to see those guys.
Just Vince and Brad have won the Illinois Open here.
Yep.
So they know how to win.
Absolutely. So, you know, you hope they don't put too much pressure on themselves in front of their home crowd. I think I think you could say that Nick did that a little bit last year. He was very geared up to come into Chicago Highlands and play, and he played well. He just, you know, had a couple of days where wasn't as good as he'd like to be. So, you know, we'd love to see a local guy win the event. But, you know, the other thing is too, you got three or four guys on the Corn Ferry Tour right now that are looking for that third win for that battlefield promotion, and win here would solidify them on the PGA Tour immediately. So, guys, Steven Yeager, Jared Wolf, and then just one other guy, but Davis Riley, actually. So there's three guys off the top of my head that if they win, they are automatically promoted to the PGA Tour. And then Steven Yeager, if he wins, not only does he get promoted, but he'd become the leading most wins on Corn Ferry Tour history with Jason Gore. So wow. A lot of cool storylines going in, so it'll be good.
You want it to be the Corn Ferry Illinois double or something.
Because Nathaniel Crosby said yesterday that a lot of those kids are going to turn pro right after the Walker Cup.
Sure. So we have a process. So when you reach out for an exemption, I was telling these guys, we have four exemptions to give away. Two of them go to the, one goes to the Western Am winner, and one goes to the Western Am runner up from the previous year.
Right.
Pearson Cody won't be joining us. He's playing in the NCAAs, which is the same week. So our runner up, Rasmus, omitted.
Is he the kid from Minnesota?
I think so. I don't know. I don't. I'm trying to remember where he's from, but he plays at. Is it Minnesota? I don't. Anyways, but he's going to join us, and then we have two other spots to give away, or three other spots now that Pearson's not playing. So, basically, the way our process, we have a committee that makes that decision. So as people reach out, we combine the information, we sit down as a committee. Exemptions are split into restricted and unrestricted. Restricted means that you have Corn Ferry Tour status. Unrestricted means could be anybody. Could be Tony Romo play. That's how Tony Romo plays. Right, yeah. Those unrestricted ones are how people, you know, if you got a local celebrity or somebody that's, you know, wants to play and you think it tips the needle and, you know, can sell some tickets, or if it's somebody in this case that is just turned professional and doesn't have status, that's where that exemption comes into play. So we are going to make that decision Wednesday before the tournament. So there's a reshuffle of Corn Ferry Tour points Monday, the 17th, and then we are going to meet on the 19th to make that decision. Yeah.
Okay. So how does your purse break down? Is it 500 this year, 750, and then a million?
No, so we're 600 this year, and it'll be 750 next year, and then a million the following year.